السلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. So we are starting Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah and also the longest surah of the Quran. It has 286 verses divided into 40 sections. So it will take us about 40 weeks, inshallah, to complete this surah. It was revealed in Medina. It is the Medinian surah. And you know the difference between the Meccan surah and the Medinian surahs. Meccan surahs, they deal mostly with beliefs, aqeedah. Belief in Allah, belief in the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stories of the prophets, and also a great emphasis on akhirah, on the day of judgment. Moral emphasis, akhlaq, that means truthfulness, honesty, sincerity, all of these things are emphasized. And also in the Meccan surahs, you will not find discussion of jihad. You will not find ahkam very much. The rules are not mentioned very much. But they come in the Medinian surahs. So this is one of the longest Medinian surahs. And as I mentioned before, when we had the introduction to the Quran, there are 28 surahs in the Quran that are Medinian. The rest are all Meccan. So Meccan surahs are short and also very poetic, rhythmic. And the Medinian surahs are long. Even though they are 28 in number, but they cover almost two-thirds of the Quran. And 86, the surahs that are Meccan, they cover only one-third of the Quran because they're short surahs. Some surahs have only three verses, like Surah Al-Asr or Qul Huwallahu Ahad. These surahs are very short, but there are a lot of meaning, of course. So you have this surah, it is Medinian surah. It deals with a number of issues related to belief, history, law, and morality. So this is, you find that that there's no exclusively belief. And even in the Meccan surahs, you have akhlaq and other things are there. And Medinian surahs have law, but at the same time also, they deal with aqidah as well. The Prophet ﷺ said about this surah, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَنَامٌ وَإِنَّ سَنَامَ الْقُرْآنِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ. Everything has a peak. And the peak of the Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. So Surah Al-Baqarah actually is, you will find almost basic things of the Quran there in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَفِيهَا آيَةٌ هِيَ سَيِّدَةُ آيَ الْقُرْآنِ. And in this there is an ayah that is the master ayah of the Quran. And that's called Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi has a great meaning, and we'll inshallah discuss that. And there is another hadith in which the Prophet said, لَا تَجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قُبُورًا فَإِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي تُقْرَوْا فِيهِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ لَا يَدْخُلُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not make your homes like graves. Because a home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited, shaitan will not enter it. So, Rawahu Tirmidhi, Hasan Sahih. La yadkhulu shaitan meant the shaitan's influence. If the people, of course, they read it with understanding, not just reading it, reading with understanding, then they will turn away shaitan. Shaitan will not can come to that kind, that house. So many surahs have a special fadila, fadail surah. Some of the fadails, ahadith, are not very strong, but some of them are strong. Now let's very quickly give you a summary of this surah. What is here? So it starts with Alif Lam Mim, the letters which are called Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at. Because these hurufs are not joined together. So you don't say Alam, like Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, or Alam Tara Kaifa Fa'alak. You don't say Alam, you say Alif Lam Mim. So Alif is separate, Lam is separate, Mim is separate. That's why they call them huruf muqatta'at. Muqatta'at means the letters that are recited separately, not connected with each other. So it starts with Alif Lam Mim, and we'll talk about that. And then it's from Ayah 2 to 20, talks about believers. Believers are those who will benefit from this book. The non-believers will reject this book. And hypocrites will try to deceive. They will say, yes, we believe, but actually they don't believe. So Allah SWT has mentioned these three groups and talks about them, the characters of these beliefs. Then after that comes the general reminder to all humanity to worship their Lord, the reward of those who will obey. So you find that 21 to 29. After that comes the story of the creation of human being. Allah SWT says, He spoke to the angels and said that he's going to put a khalifa, a viceroy, a deputy on the earth. So in this you will find Adam's position. What is the position of Adam in the world? The angels' obedience to Allah and respect of Adam. Iblis' refusal and animosity. Iblis mislead Adam and Eve. And repentance of Adam and Eve and Allah's forgiveness. And then the descent to earth and promise of guidance. No, you cannot read it. Okay, let's see. Okay. So after that come the reference to Bani Israel. And Bani Israel, the descent to earth and promise of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًا فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. It's okay. Then we have reference to Bani Israel. Yeah, Bani Israel is Kuru. Christians and Jews and their history and response to Allah's commands are mentioned from 40 to 123. So this is a long section. You'll find that story. So in this you'll find many favors upon Bani Israel, some transactions of Bani Israel, transgressions, some transgressions of Bani Israel, that means they are breaking the law. And you find that the worship of calf, refusal to believe the prophet unless they see God openly, arrogance at the time of victory and changing the word of Hitta. Unhappiness with manna and salwa that Allah gave them. Breaking the law of Sabbath. They were told that they should observe the Sabbath law, but they broke that. Hesitation to sacrifice the cow. Murder of their own people. Mockery of the prophets and his teachings. Belief that they will be saved regardless of their deeds. So you will find this a history of their transgressions. Argument of some Jews and Christians to the Prophet ﷺ. And then Prophet Ibrahim ﷺ and his message. Building of the Kaaba, change of the Qibla. The direction changed from Jerusalem to Kaaba. So it's mentioned there. And then you find the section that in which you have rules, so Sharia. So you have commands of Allah SWT to Muslims. Patience and prayer, Safa and Marwa, and explaining the message, halal food, true piety, punishment of murder, wasiya, fasting in Ramadan, qital to liberate the Kaaba, qital means actual warfare, Hajj and Umrah, prohibition of drinking and gambling, some rules of marriage and divorce, and then Allah says, be not like those who disobeyed Allah. So this is the whole section from 153, Ayah 153 to 254. And then we have Ayatul Kursi, Tawheed and Allah's power. 255 to 60, Ayatul Kursi and Allah's power over life and death. And then comes charity, prohibition of riba, proper method of loan transaction, and then the conclusion and dua. So that is the structure of the surah. How things are presented. So there are 10 grouping. Now let's look at the first one. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. ألف لام ميم. This book, without any doubt in it, is a guidance for those who are seekers of guidance, of righteousness, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in that which is sent down to you and sent down before your time, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who are to be successful. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts. And on their hearing and on their eyes is a veil, and for them awaits a great penalty. So you have two groups here mentioned. Then we come to the third group. The first group is the group of the believers. First of all, Alif Lam Mim, you have some surah in the Quran that begin with these letters, Huruf Muqatta'at, Alif Lam Mim. And in, you know, in Arabic you have 29 alphabetic letters, and in these surahs 14 of them are used. So 14 letters are mentioned in different surahs. Sometimes you have 3, sometimes you have 4, sometimes you have even 1 or 2. So sometimes you have Alif Lam Mim, or sometimes you have Taseen, Yaseen, only 2. Sometimes only 1, like Saad, Qaf, Noon, only 1. And you have very often 3 and 4 and 5. So you have various letters used. What is the meaning of these letters? Most of the scholars say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the meaning. There is a meaning, but we do not know. It has not been given to us because there is no hadith, authentic hadith, that explain the meaning of this. So what is the real meaning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But even though they are letters, but they have their significance. And some say, actually there are a large number of scholars, they say, these are also the names of the surahs. So surahs can have more than one name. Suratul Baqarah, it's called Suratul Baqarah, but it's also called Alif Lam Mim. Like surahs, especially some surahs have only one name, and that is start with the first letter. Qaf, Noon, Saad, Yaseen, Taha. So these are the surahs that have only the names taken out from the huruf. But some surahs do not have. So scholars say, yes, some surahs may have more than one name, but these huruf muqatta'at are also the names of the surahs. So that's one other explanation. Another explanation is that these letters are to make the listener pay attention to what is being said. So sometimes you'll find that in the Meccan surah, and mostly you'll find that in the Medinian surahs. Not all surahs, but there are some been used so that way. But some people have given to a mystical meaning of that. Some people say every letter has some symbols, symbolic significance. So some surahs have some letters. These letters have something to do with the stories that are mentioned, like a story of the cow, like the story of Musa alayhi salam, like Ta is used there, Taha, and the surah that have the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, these letters indicate that thing. Non-Muslim writers on Islam, they say, maybe there were some people who were writing the Quran and they put their initials before that. But that's ridiculous because nobody is allowed to insert anything in the Quran. They cannot put their names or they put initials. And initial is not the Arabic way of writing your name. So putting your initial. Alif Lam Mim, and you will find that number of surahs that begin that way. Then it says, Zalik al-Kitab. And actually, Zalik al-Kitab, La Raiba Fih. Oh, some people stop here. Zalik al-Kitab, La Raiba Fih. And then say, Hudal lil-Muttaqin. Some people say, Zalik al-Kitab, La Raib, Fih Hudal lil-Muttaqin. So it is recited, and you will find the three dots. Especially the Quran that is published in India and Pakistan for the help, they put this and they call it, that is, you can make either join in one place or you join with the other. So either you read this way, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ, or you say, فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, or you say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The meaning will be, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book in which there is no doubt. Guidance for the muttaqin. Or you can say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ. This is no doubt a book, and in it there is guidance for the muttaqin. Now, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ is, ذَلِكَ is a demonstrative pronoun. And in Arabic, there is a demonstrative pronoun for something that is near and something that is far. Something that is near called هَذَا or هَذِهِ. If it is masculine, say Hada. Hada al-Kitab. Hada Rasuluna. So Hada for that which is mentioned, which is something near. Something that is, and then if it is feminine, say Hazihi. Or you have Ulaika. Or you say Haula. I'm sorry, Haula. So that is for the plural. Then if you have something which is far away, say Zalika or Tilka. Tilka Rasulu Faddalna Ba'dahum ala Ba'd. So Zalika for masculine and Tilka for the feminine. And then you have Ulaika. Though like Ulaika humul muflihun. So these are called for demonstration. But sometime you are mentioning something which is near, but you use the opposite, the pronoun that is for a distant thing. So, Hadha al-Kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Quran, but saying Zalik al-Kitab. So, Zalik al-Kitab is mentioned there. Our scholars say that instead of saying Hadha al-Kitab ul Arayba fi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Zalik al-Kitab ul Arayba fi. Why Zalika is used? Yeah, all is for the greatness. That book that we are talking about. This is that book. Sometimes we do that. That person, even though that person is there. That, so you're referring, that means that the greatness, the azama, the glory of the book. Zalik al-Kitab. That is that book that is nothing like it. Torah and Injil and all of this came, but that book is the real, that is the book. From heaven, that is the unchanged, and there is no parallel to it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبِ. Indeed, this is a book. Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kitab. Although you might say that, well, when it was revealed, it was not put into a book form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send down the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the message. But it was going to be a book from the very beginning. The idea is this is going to be a book. Or you can say kitab also means the prescription, the message, that which is given to you. So kitab in the Arabic language is used for something that is prescribed. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. The salat is a kitab. That means it is prescribed for the believers. It is made obligatory upon the believers. Like Allah SWT said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah has made obligatory upon you to fast during the month of Ramadan. So kitab is used sometimes for prescription, something that is given to you, that you listen to it and you pay attention to it. And kitab also used for the in the sense of book. Like we believe in the books of Allah. Amanu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. I believe in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that which is coming, divinely given thing. Sometimes people use the word the scripture or divine writ. Sometimes people use that. So that is what is given to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is indeed this is from Allah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ This is that book. Or دُسَيْ الْأَرَيْبَ فِيهِ That this book is absolutely, everything is true here. There is no doubt here. There is nothing that you can say speculation. Everybody has some speculation, some idea, I don't know if it is really real or not real. But as far as this book, it will tell you everything that is haqq. And that is truth. So that's why ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ From the very beginning, the Quran is saying that this is the book of definitely from the Lord and the book of truth. And then هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It is a guidance for those who are muttaqin. Now the guidance has two meanings. Guidance is to show the way. And guidance is also to give the tawfiq to follow the way. It is guidance for everybody. But who will follow? The last one says, followers are those. This is the guidance for those that will give you the tawfiq to those who are looking for guidance. Who want to follow. Al-muttaqeen. Muttaqeen, those who are mindful of Allah, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who know how to live their life according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who want that, this is the book of guidance for them. So you said in Surah Al-Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Guide us into the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, here is the guidance. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, and the response came here in Surah Al-Baqarah. So Surah Al-Baqarah in a sense is giving you that. This is the book of guidance. This is guidance. So, Hudan lil Muttaqeen, Huda, guidance, and Muttaqeen, the plural of Muttaqi, and that comes from the word Taqwa. Taqwa is that you make a Wiqaya, make a shield between you and hellfire, between yourself and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this book will protect you from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book protects you from hellfire. So, Hudan lil Muttaqeen, and it will guide you, it will take those who are Muttaqeen, take them, hold their hand and take them to this way. So, Kitab is not only to tell you what is right, but Tikar also inspire you, motivate you, take you towards that. That's the Quranic ruling. All the rules in the Quran, that you read a book of law, and the book of law just tell you, this is the law, this is the law, this is the law. Nothing, no inspiration. Simply saying, telling you, informing you. But Quran, whatever it tells you, it motivates you to do it. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you pray, it tells you what are the rewards of the prayer, what are the benefit of the prayer, and you want to pray when you read that. So that's the motivational aspect of that. Every rule of the Quran is that way, presented in this way, that not only you know what is the truth, but you want to follow, you are inspired to follow the truth. So Hudan lil Muttaqeen. Now it says, who are those who will receive the guidance from this book? And that is, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in that which is unseen. I mean, iman requires, if something is in front of you, there is no iman. Something in front of you, you see it. But it is something that is, you have not seen it. And you have no way of seeing it. No, certainly your aql can guide you towards that, but sometimes aql is not able to comprehend everything. Sometimes our aql, yes, I mean we recognize certain things, but then something beyond that. But there is nothing in the Quran that is against the aql. There is nothing in the Quran that is against reason. Even though there are things in the Quran that are beyond the comprehension of reason, but nothing you can say it is irrational. Nothing you can say it is irrational. So that's why a great scholar, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he wrote a whole book, several volumes in that book, called Dar'u Ta'arzul Aql wa Naql. It is to explain that the reason and revelation are not contradicting each other. Reason and revelation. Aql and Naql. Naql is that which came down. So though they do not contradict each other. One can say, oh, you are following religion, you are not following rationality. It's not it is irrational. No, it is not irrational. Nothing is irrational in Islam, in deen. If the deen is the true deen, if the message is authentic, then you will not find contradicting the reason. So if you find contradiction, either your reason is not reason, whatever you think is reasonable is not reasonable. I mean, sometimes people say nonsense and they think this is reason. So it may not be reason. Or the naql, that which is reported, is not authentic. In the Quran, of course, there is nothing unauthentic. But sometimes people present a hadith. And the hadith may look very strange. So one has to look into that, whether it is really authentic hadith or not. It may be it's not authentic. So there are some maudu hadith, some fabricated hadith, or some weak hadith, something like that. So that's why very important Ibn Taymiyyah's point is that you will not find in Islam, in religion, in authentic religion, that which contradicts the reason. Although you may find something that is beyond the comprehension of the reason. That aql cannot grasp. Aql cannot grasp the day of resurrection. Aql cannot grasp the hellfire in which people perpetually be punished. I mean, you can say throw something into the fire, it's burnt complete. But is there perpetually going on? So you can say, what is this? So this is our aql can say, I don't fully understand that. But it is not irrational. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. So it is, so that's why. So alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. So that's iman. And iman means trust. Iman means tasdeeq. The ulama explained that iman has three things. Al-iman, at-tasdeeq bil qalb. والإقرار باللسان والعمل بالأركان. Your heart says, yes, I accept it. Your tongue says, yes, I believe in it. So you declare the shahada. And then you start acting on it. So you start praying, you start fasting, you start doing the right thing, avoiding the haram, doing the halal. All of this is part of iman. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. So there are things that are ghaib, that are not in front of our eyes. And we are going to be questioned about that. So things that are unseen. Now something ghaib, yes, maybe it's ghaib here because I am not in New York. So New York is ghaib to me. But it is not really ghaib because some people have seen it. Some human beings have seen it. Somebody is not here. Palot pahalot, as we say it in Urdu. Slightly away from you. Like a mountain away from you. So human beings cannot see beyond them what is in front of them. So that's a ghaib, yes. There are a lot of things that are ghaib to us, but it's not talking about that way. It's talking about that which is not seen by anybody. There is no human being that can come and tell you yet, I have seen that. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the angels, yes, were seen by some people who were the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But not. Jannah, the hellfire, all of these things. So Rasul, yes, come tell you, but otherwise it is all ghaib to us. فَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So first thing is iman bil-ghaib. Then says, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَةِ. Immediately after iman comes the salat. Salat is very important. Salat is the prayer, especially the regular prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, الَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ الصَّلَاةِ الَّذِينَ يَفْعَلُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. It is not people who do the salat, but say الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَةِ, those who do the iqama of salah. Iqama of salah means you pray as it's supposed to be prayed, with khushu and khudu and time and following the rules. So that is what called iqamatu salah. Iqamatu salah means observing the prayer as it should be observed. So those who observe the prayer, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَةِ, and are steadfast in prayer, that they do the prayer, regular prayers. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And then another thing is, so one, two, and then three. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And those who believe, who spend from that which we have given them. So everything is given by Allah. You go and work, yes. But it's not, you are not the one who making the money. You are not who are getting it. It is Allah who's given you. If Allah not give you the strength, the capability, the understanding, you will not earn. So whatever money comes to you in your hand is risk from Allah. And believers have to recognize that. That is Allah is saying in one place in the Quran, that أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِي. Allah made you guardian of some money. But it belongs to Allah. It's مَالُ اللَّهِ. أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتَاكُمْ. Spend from the money of Allah that He has given you. So this money belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. But He has made you guardian for a short time. And from that you spend. So مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. It's not your money. We have given you that. We have made you trustee for a short time. So whatever you have in your hand is from Allah. And it belongs to Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you okay control over it for a short time. And then say, spend from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to give that which He has given you. And say, from that, it's not saying give everything that I have given you. It's not saying give everything that I have given you. It's saying, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. And from that which we have given you. So it's a 2.5% zakat. And some people find it too difficult to give 2.5%. Oh, it's too much. So, but Allah says, this is a very small amount that you have to give. But this is not yours. And then if you give it, I'll give you more. I'll give you more if you give it. So, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. So they recognize that whatever they have, in which there is a right for the poor and the needy. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يَنْفِقُونَ. So from that which we have given them, they spend. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the Quran sometime singular, sometime plural for Himself. So there is first person, the second person, and third person. First person is I or we, second person is you, and third person is he or she. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used sometime I and sometime we. But in the Quran, you will not find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used for you plural. The ka, iyyaka na'budu, wa iyyaka nasta'in. It doesn't say yakum. Kum is not used for Allah. So here, thou. The thou is your. You, in the English language now, you is used for singular and plural both. But always in the Quran, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always ka. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruka wa nu'minu bika. So ka is used for that. Tu, as we say it in Urdu, tu, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he, Allah is one. Allah is not tum. Sometimes we use the word for plural, for respect, but there is confusion there, so it's never used for kum. Only ka, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a similar way, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referred to, huwa Allahu ahad, huwa. Who is he? He not say whom. They, Allah. Na'udzubillah. We don't use they for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who are? And ulaika is not used for Allah. So all of these are important to understand that. So here is mimma arzaqnahum. The la is used here. We have given. To emphasize Allah's power, Allah's majesty, Allah's glory. He is provider for everyone. So we have given you. It did not say mimma razaqtuhum. It said mimma razaqnahum. It doesn't say and that from that which I have given them. No, it said we have given you. So that's for the emphasis of glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then yunfiqoon, infaq is giving, spending. So giving it according to rules, of course. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, number four, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. So you have here another point of iman. They believe in that which is sent to you. Now what you said, sent to you has also iman. How do we know it's sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophets tell us that this is a book that came to me from Allah. So there is also iman there. There is iman bil ghaib in that. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Quran is the book of Allah, Allah sent Jibreel and he gave me this book and this book has come from Allah. How do we believe that? How do we know that it is from the book of Allah? Because the Prophet tell us. And of course, reading itself gives you an idea that yes, it is the book of Allah. So, مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ أُنزِلَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ. That it is sent down. So here, passive voice is used. Quran uses that أَنزَلَ نَزَّلَ and then أُنزِلَ. So that has been sent down. So it has come down to you. So they believe in that which has come down to you. Nazala is something coming down from above. And one of the names of the Quran is Tanzil. It comes down. So it came down. So what came down to you and what came down before you. So we believe in all the books of Allah. We do not believe only in the Quran. We believe in Torah and we believe in the Injil. As they came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not as they exist today. As they came from Allah. So we recognize that Allah sent many books. And these books came for the guidance of the humanity. So they believe in that. So believers are those who believe that which sent down to you and sent down that which was before you, before your time. Ka is referring to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa unzila min qablika, before your time. Wa bil akhirati hum. And they also have belief, a certainty about akhirah. Iman and iqan, similar. Iman is belief, iqan is yaqeen. So bil akhirati hum yuqinoon, and they have assurance in their heart that there will be akhirah. The day of the akhirah is that which is from something is here and then hereafter. So that which is going to be after here, and they have belief in that. So these are the believers, and the book is guidance for them. They benefit from the book. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. They are the people who are on the guidance of their Lord. So they are on true guidance from their Lord. And they are وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they are, and this is the emphasis here. أُولَٰئِكَ they and هُمْ they الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So they are the مُفْلِحُونَ. They are the successful people. So real success, falah. Falah is success. Falah is salvation. Falah is prosperity. So, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, Allah says in the Quran. Indeed, the believers are successful. So Allah says, قَدْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are indeed successful people. They will receive Jannah. They will go to Jannah. And they will, of course, be successful here in this world. If they live together, if they follow the Quran and they work together as united people, then they will be successful. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And then after mentioning the believers, now it doesn't mean that it has all the aspects of beliefs are mentioned, yes. Some of the salient points, some of the points emphasized, taken out. The Quran did give you detail sometime of belief and sometime give you summary of the beliefs. Sometimes a few points are mentioned. Iman billah, iman bil akhirah, iman bil rusul, iman bil kutub, iman bil akhirah. These are the people think of iman. Sometimes two mentioned, three mentioned, sometimes all of them are mentioned. So all of this you find that. Then comes inna ladina kafaru. Kafaru, kufr is, first of all, kufr means Kufr is that rejection. Kafara means rejected. So there some those who reject that. Those who say, no, I don't want to believe that. This is not true. So kufr is inkar. And kufr also means ungratefulness. So kufr is opposite of shukr. Shukr is somebody gives you something, you say thank you. And kufr is somebody gives you something and you take it, no thank for you. I don't accept it. I don't believe you. So you are receiving the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying that, no, you are not God. I don't believe you. So that's kafaru. So they are ungrateful. And they are the rejectors. They reject the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina kafaru, those who reject. And those who are stubborn, they don't want to follow this. If you tell them or you don't tell them, they're not going to accept it. Because they decided they're not going to accept. Sawaun alayhim aanzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. It doesn't make any difference whether you believe, warn them or you don't warn them. You go to hell. You say, okay. Na'udzubillah. Some people have that way. Yeah. So they will say, yeah, I don't mind. I saw that somebody put a sign somewhere in Atlanta. And the sign says, Godless, fearless Muslims. Na'udzubillah. Godless, fearless Muslims. So people have that way. If you don't have fear, yes, you will go that way. So they don't care. They don't care. If it is true, or people maybe might have put it as for propaganda purpose, to mislead the youth, because they put it near the university, where the youth go there. So they put that. So Allah Allah, whether it is true or fake, a lot of fake things are happening today. So one should not be misled by that. So fear, if you don't have that thing that the day of judgment is going to be, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring you to account, and you have to give the answer for it, and then you will go to Jannah or you go to hell. If you don't have that, you reject that. And reject, of course, something that you know, I mean, something totally irrational. You say, it's this beautiful universe, but it came by itself. Nobody made it. How can? I mean, you don't believe. If somebody gives you something to eat, and you say, nobody cooked it, just by itself it came up. Somebody cooked it. A book, you see, this is a book. Nobody wrote it, just happened. The wind was blowing and papers came from all over and put together and they became a book together. And that's how it happened. And then they put it in the library. The wind has put it in the library according to shelf, according to subject. All of this happened by itself. And this is the irrationality. This is the foolishness. But there are people who believe that. That this whole world, this beautiful world, this planet, all of this thing, these beautiful trees and flowers and animals and birds and all of this and human beings, everything just happened by itself. Yeah? So this, there are some people like way in the kafaru. If you have that way, you warn those people or you don't warn them. Anzara means to warn the consequences. Inzar is the warning. Nazir is the warner. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So these people have decided that way. There's no use to you waste your time with them. You see that somebody is willing to listen, okay, give him da'wah, give him the message, remind the person. But somebody says, I'm not going to accept it. Well, why you waste your time with that? Go to somebody who can listen to you. So there are some who are decided that way. We are not going to accept the Rasul. We are not going to accept the book. And we are not going to follow that way. And bring, the Prophet said, that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his punishment from Anzil alayna. Anzil, yeah. They bring the stones upon us. This is what they used to say to the Prophet. Pray. Anzil alayna hajarata min as-sama. Send down the stones upon us. So if somebody is saying that, Allah says, Allah will take care of them. So he say, أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. their hearts Allah has sealed. Allah has set a seal on their hearts. And on their hearing, on their eyesight, there is a veil. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them there is a great punishment. Allah is the one put the seal on their heart. Why the seal came upon their heart? This is, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning there that the consequence, natural way of happening. When people deny and deny and deny, a seal comes upon their heart. And it does not come from somewhere, from nowhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the order that way in this universe. So there is a natural way of coming to the guidance. If there is an inclination towards guidance, if you take a step, Allah will take 2 steps, 10 steps for towards you. But if keep on denying and denying, then seal comes. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, when somebody does something wrong and make tawbah, it washes away the spot of the sin. Because sin brings a spot, dark spot on your conscience. And you make tawbah, the spot is washed. But if somebody does not, then sin begets sin. Sin produces another sin. And then another spot. After this, everything is dark. Then, kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. Their conscience is absolutely stained. They're rusted. And then they're not going to listen. They're not going to understand. So here is the same thing. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. That khatm comes as a natural consequence of their behavior. Because they are not listening. They're not willing to listen. And they are continuously rejecting. So a seal comes. And then hearing is not going to work. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes to see, hearing to listen, and then mind and heart to understand. So if the mind is, if the heart or mind is not working, the hearing is not working, the eyes are not working, then what will happen? So Allah says in the Quran, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they don't understand. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears, but they don't hear by them. And وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And they have eyes, but they don't see by them. So it is possible that people have good eyes, good hearing, and they may be understanding other things, but not the message of Allah. The message of Allah will understand when some people have inclination towards that. Understand that and the willingness to understand and pay attention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them understand that. And because of that, lahum azabun azim. Because of their denial, because of their rejection, then they will have great punishment. May Allah save us from that. So here you have, in the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you what is the message and it is beneficial for whom, and those of people who do not benefit, who are they? And then the third group is the one who will say, come to you, say we believe, but actually they don't believe. So they will try to go this way and that way. So their example is given. Let's take a few questions, inshallah. Well, I mean, there are some who will say, no, I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept that. They're kafiru. So they are straightforward. They say that. I'm not going to believe that. But they're kafiru. Yes. But there are some who will tell you, yes, I believe, but they don't follow. They try to deceive. And this will happen because this is called nifaq. And the phenomena of nifaq emerged when the Prophet came from Mecca to Medina. In Mecca, Muslims were suffering. There was persecution. So only true believers will say, yes, I believe. But when the Prophet came to Medina, and there Muslim started gaining some strength, So people thought, oh, there is benefit. So for the benefit, they said, yes, we believe, but actually they were not. And actually they were causing fitness sometimes, creating problems. So that's how the nifaq came. So that's why the Prophet said that the munafiq is the one who, when he speaks lies, when he is given something as a trust, he betrays the trust. And then also, when they make promise, they don't fulfill the promise. A number of examples are given for that. So they are, that is the, one has to be aware of that. The those who say, I don't believe, you know, then you're taking your precaution. But here, when somebody is coming in the middle, and that's why they're penetrating into the groups, into the ranks of Muslims, and then you don't know who are they, what are they going to do. They might cause fitna, they might cause division, because by division they create fight. And that's what the munafiqeen were doing in Medina. They were coming inside and they were creating problems, fighting among the people. The Prophet ﷺ wanted to warn them, be aware of that. And then he also told the munafiqeen that they will be in the lowest part of the hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them more because of the fitna that they committed.
There are some people who are by name Muslim. They do and pray sometimes. What do they do? They pray when they leave. When they are they do not believe from, they say, we don't believe. My disease is just a
Allah, the Prophet ﷺ was told about them, but he did not say that, go and tell this person, you munafiq, don't tell. But Prophet ﷺ knew about that. So, if you see behavior like that, be careful. But to tell the person that you are a munafiq, that we should not do that. We have to be very careful. They are weak Muslims, their faith is weak. They say they believe, nifaq fil aqeedah and there is nifaq fil amal. Nifaq fil aqeedah is one does not believe but says to people, I believe. The nifaq fil amal is sometime praying, sometime not praying. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows about that. Yeah, one has to be careful about that. When somebody make a proposal, you have to find out a little more about that. You want to marry somebody, also they have to make sure that person is a believer, should believe. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Good women for good men, and good men for good women. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you, inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah wal-fawza bil-jannah wal-najata min an-nar. Allahumma allimna min al-Qur'an ma jahilna. Allahumma zakkirna ma nassina. اللهم ارزقنا تلاوته وآناء الليل وأطراف النهار على وجه الذي يرضيك عنا. Allah guide us that we understand the Quran and we follow it, and remind us what we have forgotten, and teach us whatever we do not know. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. برحمته.